etter at Algeriet slo Nigeria 2-1, opplyser innenriksdepartementet. NRK Dagsnytt, Anders Borgen Werring.
Dancing and singing, Zuma must fall. A group of Democratic Congresswomen women in the US have responded angrily after President Trump said they should go back to the countries they came from. One of the children's parents and the group took cash and fishing rods before setting off. And those are the latest stories from BBC News.
大家好，我是 Betty Shaw， 来自 Buffon Thompson City Office， 很荣幸跟您探讨关于购买公寓的相关事宜。现在越来越多的公寓采取拍卖的形式销售，我们强烈建议在您参加拍卖之前，一定跟您的贷款银行取得联系。
An advert for New Zealand's biggest real estate firm in Mandarin. Whether ads like this are aimed at New Zealand's sizable Chinese-speaking community or the Chinese market abroad is unclear. But a perception that New Zealand property was being property ownership for non-residents, it wasn't without critics.
This is a bill without principle. It is a bill to try and cynically blame foreigners, particularly those with Chinese-sounding names, for a government that has no other policy in which to actually improve and increase house ownership in New Zealand.
In today's Business Daily with me, Vivienne Nunes, here on the BBC World Service, we'll be asking whether this law has achieved what the government set out to do, address an affordability crisis and keep New Zealand homes in the hands of New Zealanders, or was targeting foreign buyers simply about politics, an easy way to win votes from those priced out of the market.
Everything was being sold by...
Nå I sommer sender vi nyhetsmorgon på nytt mellom klokka 9 og 11.
Velkommen til denne mandagens nyhetsmorgen. Først til noe som har overrasket forskere, men mer villige til å betale mer...